Well, g'day folks, what's going on now? Over the last couple of days in Western Australia, there's been this huge police sting to take away arms and or weapons from so-called sovereign citizens over there. Now, these are basically law-abiding Australians who have obtained their firearms legally and lawfully, gone through all the processes, but now they've had a little knock on the door and basically been told, naughty, naughty, you've been having a little bit too much to think and we'll be taking those guns away from you. Now, first of all, I'm not a cop hater, right? In my entire life, I've actually never had a bad experience with the Australian police force in any state, and I've been to all of them. Never happened, right? I don't hate the cops. But what I am opposed to is law-abiding citizens who are doing their own research now being targeted by the government and being stripped of their ability to have weapons, to defend themselves, have them on their properties, hunt, whatever it is that they do, whatever reason that they have these weapons for. They've been stripped of those. Because this is basically pre-crime. Pre-crime has come to Australia. They've been stripped of their weapons because of something that they might do. And this all comes back on the back of the whole Desi Freeman saga, which is most Australians just are not buying it. How do 10 police officers show up to find one man, three allegedly get shot, the other seven, what did they do? They just close their eyes, blah, 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 and let Desi disappear? Like, no one's buying it, folks. But it's obviously sets the pretext to target sovereign citizens. So what is a sovereign citizen? Well, first of all, the term is an oxymoron. The two terms are mutually exclusive. You cannot be sovereign and a citizen at the same time. All right? So being sovereign or having sovereignty is kind of extrapolating yourself and separating yourself from the citizenship, this maritime admiralty law beast which is running the world. But that's a whole other story. But basically, the term has been created by the powers that be, much like the term conspiracy theorist, to pigeonhole people who are thinking too much, have critical thinking, and to target and demonize them. So if you are in this country in Australia, what would make you a sovereign citizen? Being a homeschooler, homeschool your kids, sovereign citizen. You like cash instead of credit cards, sovereign citizen. You're aware of the weather modification, the chemtrails and the sun dinning, sovereign citizen. You're aware of vaccine injuries or you don't want to inject your kid with 50 different injections just to go to daycare? Sovereign citizen. You know what I'm saying, folks? You're opposed to digital ID and a social credit system? Sovereign citizen. Anyone who is thinking in this country will be deemed, labeled, pigeonholed a sovereign citizen. It's like the way they demonize critical thinkers as conspiracy theorists. If you are awake to the corruption in this country, sovereign citizen, folks. They will throw that term on you. When you're thinking too much, when you're seeing through their lies, when you're exposing their agenda, they'll go to your social media account and they'll say, right, that person is a threat to the lie that we perpetuate. Let's call them a sovereign citizen. Let's take their guns. Let's keep an eye on them. Let's put them on the watch list. This is what's happened to me, folks. You know, every time I come back into Australia, I'm pulled aside. I'm on the watch list. My phone is taken and I'm interrogated. And I'll tell you this before I wrap up, and I'll prove this to you as well, because I still have the letter. During COVID 2020, I was pretty concerned about where this country was headed. I didn't know, many of us didn't know, if we were going to be forced vaccinated, what was going to happen to us, right? Now, I applied for a shooter's license in Queensland. I was living in Broadbeach at the time. I applied for a shooter's license. This is in 2020. I will prove the letter. I'll prove this to you. I was rejected, and I had no criminal record, nothing, no record whatsoever in any way, shape or form, right? I applied for a firearms license in Queensland. And this is back in 2020. I received a letter from the Queensland Police saying that I expressed viewpoints that were anti-government and that I was a sovereign citizen. And they refused to give me a license. So this is not new, folks. None of this is new. If you are thinking in Australia, if you're doing your own research, if you're questioning the mainstream narrative, if you're questioning the government's corruption and collusion with Big Pharma, the TGA, the Australian Medical Association, the $577 billion wasted on COVID, you are a sovereign citizen. And this is the first example we have seen of pre-crime in Australia. They've basically taken the guns off people because I suspect this. They are planning something so diabolical for this country that people just might want to use their guns. And I don't condone violence in any way, shape or form, but this is a preemptive strike on free-thinking Australians to disarm them for what's to come. Think about it. Anyway, God bless you all. God bless Australia. Bye for now.